Rock 107, WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Here we go.
I know there's a big weekend of sports coming up, so let's hit it.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, getting you stocked up. Delicious Bud Light, tall, cool Budweisers. Other great products. So when the big game's on, maybe it's the World Series or your team is 3-5 and you're just holding on to hope that they'll possibly make it into the playoffs, it doesn't matter because you stocked up with Bud Distributing right there. Boom. Mm-hmm. Boom. Mm-hmm. Boom.
All right. Let's go. Major League Baseball, World Series last night. The Astros beat the Phillies 3-2. Astros lead 3-2.
Man.
See? I told you. Shouldn't have bet against the cheating team. Cheaters don't lose. You know that?
Them and their trick bats and their garbage cans, whatever they got there. So.
Hey, you know why cheaters don't lose?
What's that?
Because they're cheating.
Oh, that's it.
Moron.
That's it.
Oh, yeah, man. That's why you don't bet against them.
I would love to see what they're doing because you know they're under the microscope, man. Like, it's like, what could they possibly be doing at this point to still be cheating, right?
You know, they could probably be just the holiest team, not doing anything cheating-wise. But to me and to a lot of people,
cheaters.
They're cheating.
Filthy cheating bastards.
It's what happens when you cheat. It's hard to.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway, Saturday, Philly's going to be in Houston playing the Astros.
So if Astros win, that's it. But if Philly wins, we go to game 7. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not betting you on this game.
No.
Actually, we just bet for the whole series. So
yeah.
Our bet is already final and complete. Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
Quick thought. Is football the only sport that it's like the championship's just one game and that's one and done? Boom.
I'm not familiar with the rules on other sport, like cricket, or I know soccer is multiple games, right? Or is it one final game?
Ooh, soccer might be just one. Is it?
I'm going to look it up.
It's a good question.
How many games in soccer?
I should know that, honestly.
World Cup, right? It'd be the World Cup, right?
World Cup.
A total of 64 games will be played to decide the winners of the, what? Not 60. Well, that's 60.
64 games up into the World Cup, so it's just one, is it one game? There's not a lot of sports like that. I was thinking, oh, golf. But no, golf is over 4 days, 3 days.
Team play.
I always thought that was weird, that football, you're like, damn, it's just one game, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, don't screw up. Like, you can't have an off night.
Well, and like we were talking yesterday, you know, that's what's so crazy about football. And even if your team is going into the playoffs as a wild card, you make it to the playoffs completely different season, all right? It doesn't matter if you go undefeated.
Is that why it feels so special?
I think so.
Because, I mean, it's like, yeah, you can't screw up.
Mm-hmm.
Can't have that off night.
Or does the anticipation build if it's more games? You know what I mean? Think about it now. You got all these fans that are like, oh, okay, we still got a chance, you know?
I don't think so because football, there's injury. Mm. You know, so it's so say, hey, you have like, we're playing the best, you know, a race to 5.
Yeah.
Like if your key players get hurt in the first game, it's like, oh, well, this sucks. We're not going to watch this too much anymore. I don't know. Yeah, you're right. I think just the one game makes it that much more exciting. Anyway, weird thought. Moving on. Let's talk about NFL. Sunday's games. Your Green Bay Packers going to be losing to the Detroit Lions. 1:00. You can listen to that live right here on Rock 107 WIRX.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that loss, though?
It hurts, Hunter. It hurts, right? You know, I don't know what that.
What are you guys, 3-5? You're going to be 3-6 now?
Yep, you're going to be 3-6, probably out of the playoffs because we lost to the Lions. We're going to beat the Lions, all right? We almost beat the Bills, okay? All right? We had a good run. I shouldn't say almost, but we played good against the Bills, which is probably the best team in the league, but maybe outside of the Eagles. But yeah, no, I'm not really concerned. I'm not really concerned. And maybe I'll eat my words on Monday, but I don't hope.
Here's what if I was a coach in the Detroit locker room,
Keep the foot on the throat.
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing. Lions always play hard in the division. They've messed up. Yeah. They've messed up stuff for the Bears, for the Vikings. But I'm not as concerned.
Detroit, this is your opportunity. Listen, Detroit, it's your opportunity. You know, all of those years, Green Bay just comes in and beats you up and laughs at you. This is it. This is your opportunity to get all of that back.
They just played a good game against the Dolphins, only losing by four against the Dolphins. The Dolphins are tough, man. They're tough.
I mean, you might have to get a different jersey if you lose on... Just saying.
Burning my Packers gear.
Come on, baby.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I feel good going into the game. I feel like we got some pieces that are finally in motion. Of course, though. Of course.
You're a little nervous.
We had the trade deadline, and guess what? The Packers didn't do anything with the trade because we never do anything. God forbid we pick up someone and do some moves during the season like all the other teams do. Oh, it's the front. It's the front house, man. God,
it's not gonna help you.
Really? We there was a chance we could have got Odell, and what do we do? Nothing. We just nothing. God forbid we give Aaron Rodgers, a guy who's been in the league longer than three seasons, to throw to.
Instead, you're gonna lose to the Lions at 1 p.m. on Sunday, baby.
All right. So you betting on the Lions? Should we do a bet?
Yes.
All right. What are we doing? $20.
$20.
Sounds good.
You know, you already owe me $20.
I don't owe. What are you talking about? No, I don't.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
No. If anything, we're back to zero because you finally got back up on the one you lost.
No. You're going to owe me $20 from the Astros.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah, so you're going to owe me 40.
We're doing
head bets. $20 on the Lions this Sunday. Let's go.
$20. $20 on the. You got the Lions. You got the Packers. I got the Packers. You got the Lions. Perfect.
Showtime.
All right.
Colts going to be in New England playing the Patriots at 1 o'clock. What do you got?
Probably Patriots, I'm going to say. Colts are kind of a mess right now. You know, they benched
they're trying to get Andrew Luck to come out of the retirement.
Exactly.
Home.
Yeah, so it's kind of a mess over there, so I'm going to take the Patriots on that.
Dolphins going to be in Chicago playing the Bears at 1 o'clock.
Dolphins.
I don't think so.
I think it's going to be the Dolphins. Tua's back, and they're kind of firing on all them cylinders like they were before his spine injury.
I wouldn't say all cylinders.
Yeah, I mean, probably not quite where they were at, but better. So.
You know who's good? Bears are in the talk. They've been talking about the Bears a lot on the old ESPN.
The one
question was the other day, who's the best? Wait, how did they word that? Like the best worst team, or like the worst team with the?
Or the
I can't remember.
The best
remember
team with the worst record.
Yeah, something like that. In that regards, and like you know, Chicago. Like Chicago is they should have a better record than what they do right now.
They're 3-5 right now. They're tied with the Packers. Lions are 1-6. So again, not super concerned about that. But. All right. And then the Vikings, for some reason, are 6-1. I don't understand that. So,
anyway, there you go. We got some games coming up this weekend. Enjoy it. Drink some beers. Drink some Hey Buds. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, especially on Sunday. It's supposed to be really nice.
Yep.
Coming up next hour, we're going to talk about Tiger Woods, more football, and, more football. So
I like it. Good sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Everything that rocks.
All right. Good morning. 7:31, Brock Hunter.
Wannable.
Find us on Twitter. Twitch. We got all worked up talking about Twitter and naked people. Twitch.tv/rock_107_WIRX. We'll be on there till 8 o'clock. We got to get to it.
Camera's got a mind of its own, man.
Yours does?
He's moving around. I don't like it.
Quit horsing around. All right, are you good?
Horseplay.
Can we do no horse? See the sign? All right, let's do it. Sports. We got to get to it.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, getting you stocked up with delicious Bud Light, Tall, Cool, Budweiser. There's other great Bud products. So when the big game's on, you're not thirsty because you're stocked up, idiot.
There you go. Weekend time, too.
Yeah.
Get the full lineup, man. They're delicious.
Get everything.
Hey, the World Series is on. Have you heard? Last night, the Astros beating the Phillies 3-2. The Astros lead 3-2.
Wow.
Hunter's going to get $20 from Brock.
If the Astros win game six, which is tomorrow. You ain't getting nothing. You're getting a swift kick in the ass. That's what you're getting.
Phillies. What is your mascot, a sandwich? Jesus.
It's a good sandwich.
I mean, it's a good sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah, good sandwich.
I'm not a big fan of the green peppers on it, though.
Really? I think that makes it, man. I don't know. Add the cheese and the peppers.
Seems like they put too many on them.
Yeah.
You know? I always hate that about a sandwich, when somebody's like, yeah, we're just going to put a lot of this on it. You know, and the normal amount of everything else. Like, why'd you load it up with green peppers so much?
I think that adds to the flavor, you know? I don't like when the sandwich is too wet, either. You get a wet, like, it's like, oh, yeah, we soak it. Like, well, it
makes See, but fun. I like a au jus and, like, a French dip.
Well, yeah, but that's on the side, though, right? That's not like what some people do with their Philly cheesesteak.
It's freshly soggy.
It's freshly soggy. It's right. It's quick little dips, not just dumping the thing in a vat of juice.
Right.
Anyway.
Anyway, they're going to be in Houston playing the Astros. Jesus, let's get back to sports. Playing the Astros, game six, 8:03. Tomorrow, Astros lead, like I said, 3-2. So you're going to lose this bet. Astros are going to win tomorrow.
You're an idiot.
You know why? Because they're cheaters, and cheaters don't lose. That's just how it works.
You're an idiot. You're so negative today. You're all pouty. You're all pouty today.
Started with that time change. I can't even talk.
So mad.
So flustered.
God.
Right, let's get to the NFL real quick. No, you know what? Before NFL, talk about this real quick. Tiger Woods, he's going to be back in action with an appearance on The Match. Remember that? They always do that match. Used to be with Phil Mickelson and, you know, whoever, Tom Brady. This time it's going to feature Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy, Justin Thomas, and Jordan Spieth, which are all golfers. So instead of messing around football players or celebrities, golf fans will get a televised battle between actual golfers on December 10th.
Isn't that
kind of
cool? Is that, though, or is that kind of boring? Don't people tune in because they want to see, you know, Brady or old boy, the basketball player? Why can't I think of it?
I mean, people like golf fans like real golf, though, too. I don't know. I think it's a good change. You know what's kind of weird about it? Didn't Phil Mickelson start it? Now he's an LIV.
And so he can't do it?
I don't know. Does it have anything to do with the PGA?
maybe PGA sanction. I honestly don't know. I honestly don't know what the full rundown is.
Or are they just like, hell with you, Phil, you traitor?
I'm sure there's probably a little bit of that in there. It's like, why let him come in and do this stuff when he went over to a different league, right?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting. So, yeah, December 10th, if you're looking for some good golf, Tiger Woods. It's actually one of his first appearances back, so. Tiger Woods. Back in that video game, too. Have you played that at all?
No, I haven't gotten to it. No, I heard it's amazing, though. I heard, like, the graphics are awesome. And aren't there other, like, you told me, like, there's other, you can, like, do Michael Jordan on there or something like that. God, that couldn't have been cheap to get him on that one. Cripes.
I think a Shooter McGavin's in it, too, I believe.
Shut up. Are you serious?
Yeah. DLC, downloadable character.
If you pick anybody other than Shooter McGavin, you're not playing the game.
Shooter!
He's better golfer than Tiger.
Suck on that one, baby.
He's better golfer.
It should have all of his phrases, too, from the movie.
Yeah.
Finger guns and all. Awesome.
Can't learn that in a hockey rink, can you?
All right, let's get to the NFL. I know we're getting late here. Sunday's games. Green Bay going to be losing to Detroit 1 o'clock on Sunday. You can catch that live, that beating live on Rock 107 WIRX. Right. It's going to be fantastic.
Just a thrashing. You know what? I don't even think Rodgers should suit up. Probably shouldn't.
No joke. If you guys lose,
the Lions are 1-6. I am not worried about this game. All right.
Wait, no. Didn't Bill want us to do a bet or something? Yeah, we got to do a bet. So,
what's the bet?
What was the bet? He had something lined up.
Something like me shaving my face or something like that. Was that it?
You got to shave your beard?
Something goofy but something goofy. Just shaving my face isn't anything.
All right. How about this? Just because you give the Lions such crap, and you have for years, if the Lions win, there's no other side to this bet either. This is what you get for being a jerk all these years. All right, if the Lions win, you got to shave your beard, which I know is going to destroy you because
I do have a good beard.
I got to have this big winter beard. I got to be a man. Shut up, Nick. You got to shave the beard.
Uh huh.
and you got to wear a Lions shirt or a jersey.
Fair enough. Fine.
And and you got to go buy it.
Oh, I got to go buy it. Well, okay, I'm going to go get it at
Goodwill.
You got
to show me the receipt, too. I don't care if it's cheap.
I'm going to go get it at Goodwill because any self-respecting person should take all their Lions gear and take it and donate it.
You got to donate some of your money to the Lions Foundation, whatever it is, by buying a shirt of some sort.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I'll do it. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see your bald face.
One in six Lions, I'm not
shirt.
Too. 1 in 6 Lions, I'm not too concerned about. So that's all right. All right. Well, even with the 3 and 5 Packers, that's where I'm at.
It's going to hurt even more.
Yep.
Ah. Do you imagine? Anyway.
Who's their quarterback? Do we even know who their quarterback is? Uncle Rico.
You know, he's going to win.
Yeah.
Anyway, Colts get the Patriots over the weekend in New England, 1 o'clock. I'm taking the
Colts are a mess right now, man.
They are a mess, but I don't know. I have a feeling the Colts are going to pull this one out.
All right.
Yeah. Dolphins going to be in Chicago playing the Bears, 1 o'clock. What do you got there?
Dolphins. Come on now.
Chicago. I think you're underestimating Chicago.
Not saying they're bad. They got the same record as the Packers, but I think the Dolphins are too good of a team, which is a weird thing to say.
Yeah, I mean, they were on fire in the beginning, but I don't know. I don't know if they're on fire anymore.
Not on fire, yes, but
they got some weapons, yes, but. Yeah.
I think the Bears and Lions, same thing. It's just it's a mess right now. I think people were excited going into the season, but they have just not been able to put the pieces together.
Starting to get that momentum, Brock. I think you're just scared. Scared of the Lions.
1 in 6 Lions. I'm terrified. Watch out, everyone.
Let's retire after Sunday. Just saying.
Might as well. Mid-season.
You know. Anyway, some good football over the weekend. Mm-hmm. I drink the beer, the hate buds, the neutrals, the seltzers, whatever it is, man. Just have a good time over the weekend. It's going to be very nice on Sunday, by the way.
Yeah.
Something about NFL football and nice weather and fall is just, let's go.
Good stuff, man. All right. Anything else, or is that going to do it for now?
That's it. Wrap it up.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.